We are learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning 6 or 7 lines from the top. Mosiv Rav Huna Abrei de Rav Yeshua. So the Gemara, Mosiv Rav Huna Abrei de Rav Yeshua, HaPesach She'av Rosh Nosoi, a Pesach that was more than a year old. The halacha is that the only type of animal that you're allowed to use, the keves, is only if it's 1 year old. But more than 1 year old is not kosher for the Karban Pesach. So Pesach Abba, Pesach She'av Rosh Nosoi, it was 1 year old. Rashi gives an example. Let's say it was born last year, Nisan, Rosh Nisan. So this year, Rosh Nisan already, it's too old. And you said it raised with Pesach. You said this, you made this payment to Pesach. But it's too old now. But Shachtav is Mano, Lushmoy, and you shachted it on Erev Pesach, which is Zman, L'shem Pesach, it's possible. If you did it L'shem Shlomo, it would be kosher. Because the halacha is, even something that has L'shem Pesach, if you make L'shem Shlomo, it's kosher. And here, Shlomo is, but here, you check the L'shmoy, and it's out of the year, so then it's possible. V'chein ha-sheichet acherim L'shem Pesach b'zmanai. It's also, we'll see, it doesn't matter like this. Some ha-sheichet acherim L'shem Pesach b'zmanai, Rabbi Yeza Paisel, Rabbi Yeshua Machsher. If is shecht a different type of carbon, Erev Pesach, Bismanoi, so then the halach is it's a machlokes. That means you shechted asay a shlomim that l'shem Pesach, and you did shlomim l'shem Pesach on the time of Erev Pesach, which is Bismanoi. Well, then it says pasul, Yeshua says it's kosher. Now, in the Rashi explains from the Gemara in Zvachim what's the reasoning for each mandiyama. Rabbi Eliezer always possible because he has a certain type of mamatzinu. He says, just like a Pesach that would be a shlomim, but let's say it was extra, or it was a year old, let's say it was a year old, even though it was a shem Pesach, if you did it shem shlomim on Erev Pesach, it's possible. Because bismanoi, this is not a Pesach that's of bismanoi. You have a regular Karm Pesach, and you went Erev Pesach, you shech the shloi l'shma. The halacha is, Pesach is one of those things that Shaloi L'shma is possible. Shaloi L'shma is possible. So Madach, he took a Pesach, Erev Pesach, a regular Pesach, he says, Shem Shlomim, it's possible, right? Even though it has Shaykh, it's a Shlomim. What's the Raya? Because when it gets Shaloi B'zmanai, it's a Shlomim. Still, it's possible. So a Shlomim is a Shem Pesach, of course it'll be possible. That's the way Rabbi Eliezer holds. And Yeshua holds, no, everything that Shaloi L'shma is kosher. Every shlomim except for Shema is kosher. So, you did it the same Pesach, it became possible now. Because you did the shlomim of Shem Pesach, it's possible. That's not true. He says it in the Kalachimer. He says, Ma shaloi bizmanoi, shayna kosher l'shmoi, achayim cherim l'shmoi, bizmanoi shu kosher l'shmoi, and didn't shakhtar l'shmoi. He says, like, all year round, you select the shlomim shloi l'shmoi, it's kosher. On Erev Pesach, you did it the same Pesach, it's going to be impossible. That's even this certain Pesach in the air then. It's for sure kosher. But it's a Rabbi Eliezer holds pasul, and Rabbi Yeshua holds kosher. Taimoi bismanoi. That's dafka bismanoi. Hoy shloi bismanoi kosher. But everyone agrees that shloi bismanoi, which is not an Erev Pesach, if you shech a shlomim l'shem Pesach, it's kosher. That everyone agrees. That means all year round you take a shlomim l'shem Pesach, it's kosher. On Erev Pesach, it's a machleika. So we're going to ask on Rabbi Eliezer. V'amai, the kasha really are of chista holds hoyol, and my name a hoyol of bismanoi poisel, so bismanoi poisel. If you say hoyol l'chumra, we said before the fear of chista, we say hoyol l'chumra. If you say hoyol l'chumra, so why don't we say that if bismanoi is poisel, so bismanoi also be poisel? Why? Because a hoyol. So what's pshat? Amra papa, no. Shani hasam, the omakra, the pasuk says, v'zmartem zevach pesachu. Hu b'yavyasai. That teaches us that it has to be l'shem Pesach. Hu b'aviyasai, loy hu l'shem acherim. It can't be l'shem acherim. V'loy acherim l'shmoi, and acherim can't be l'shmoi. And bismanoi. So we're learning out that acherim. This sounds like now it's a pasuk. We'll speak about it in a second. But the pasuk says that you can't shecht a different carbon l'shem Pesach. Loy acherim l'shmoi. So bismanu shu pasul l'shem acherim. Erev Pesach, we're a Pesach, Hashem Shlomim is possible. Sacher and Pesach Mishmoy. So Shlomim is possible, Shem Pesach. Shaloi Bizmanoi Shu Kosher. But Shaloi Bizmanoi, that if you shech the Pesach, Hashem Shlomim is kosher. L'shem Acherim, K'sherim Mishmoy. Other ones are kosher, L'shmoy. So what we're saying is that the reason why it's possible when you do a carbon Pesach You do a carbon shlomo, same Pesach, on Erev Pesach is because it's learned out from a pasuk. The pasuk says that Pesach has to be l'shmoy. And we learn out also that other things that you do l'shem the Pesach also is pasul. But it's only at the time when Pesach's pasul so l'shmo. But all year round, the Pesach same shlomo is kosher. So therefore, a shlomo same Pesach will be kosher also. Tosis asks, that we just spoke out, that Rashi said it's a kava chaymer, that's our relative pasuk, not from a pasuk. So Tosis answers, with this pasuk, we know to make the kava, well, with the kava chaymer, we know the darshan the pasuk. After the kava chaymer, we know the darshan the pasuk. That's Tosis answers, different maskul shani. But upon him, just gets very, let's get very close. It's coming out like this. That, do you have, it's like a riddle. Is a shlomim, we know, the only thing that pasuk so small is a chatos, and a pesach on erev pesach. Is there a shlomim ever pasuk so small? So you say, no, Shlom is not Pasul Shema. No, there is a case where if you want on the Yom, it's Pasul. Erev Pesach, Shlom Hashem Pesach is Pasul. That's what Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Either it's a Kav HaChayim or it's a Pasuk, the Martins of a Pesach, that Erev Pesach, Shlom Hashem Pesach is Pasul. And we ask, so all year round, Shlom Hashem Pesach should also be Pasul because it could be, I could, how like a bring a Bezvan, right? On Erev Pesach. Now we answer, no, it's a Hekish, only when Pesach is Pasul Shema is L'shem Pesach Pasul Shema. But since all year round, the Pesach itself is not Pasul Shema, so there won't be a psul of a Karman Acherim L'shem Pesach by Shaloi L'shema. It's good? Don't matter, Klaal? It's good? Okay. So what's the more about it? Rabbi Simloi, Oslo Kameid Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi Simloi came from Rabbi Yechanon. We get a little bit of a God at the Moshe. Rabbi Simloi, Oslo Kameid Rabbi Yechanon. Omalei, Nisli Limar, Sefer Yochsin. Please teach me Sefer Yochsin. What is Sefer Yochsin? So Rashi says Sefer Yochsin is a brisa. We don't have it anymore. But brisa was written on Divri Yahayama. We'll see later on. They were like truckfuls of this drashas of this brisa. There's a special brisa on Divri Yahayama that went tiferein and explained the Yochsin of Divri Yahayama. You know, Divri Yahayama has a lot of Yochsin of the families. And I went into it. The brisa went very stark into those Yochsin. So some like in the Yochsin said, can you teach me Sefer Yochsin? Amalei Behechanat, where you're from? Amalei Melud. I'm from Lud. Behecha Meisvach. And where do you live now? You know, you're born in Lud. Where do you live now? But Adai. They're both places in Babel. Amalei Ein Nadoinim Loi Leludim Loi Nadoinim. I don't teach, some have a Gersa Shoinim. I don't teach Sefer Yochsin to either people from Ludin or Nadoinim. Because, either one. Because the Atma Lud, the Meisvach, and Adai, you have both Chesrainis. I don't teach you this stuff. I don't teach you Sefer Yochsin. So Rashi has two pshatim, why not? Either he just wanted to push him off, he didn't want to teach him Sefer Yochsin, or because they're not miyuchasim, the people there did not have good yichas. It was the shal of the yichas, therefore they didn't want to teach him. Ma'aseh kafye, he pressed him, v'aretzeh, and he agreed. Omalei, nisna'a, okay, you can teach me? Great. Nisna'a v'yim yachi, teach me in 3 months. I want to know in 3 months. Shokal kala, he took a clump of earth, pasuk ve'i threw at him. Omalei, or you can tell us, Rav Shlomo, Ma Beruria, Divisud Rameya. Beruria was the wife of Rameya, Barte de Rachir ben Tradion. She was the daughter of Rachir ben Tradion, and she was a huge Talmid Chachama. The Tanya, Tlas Meya Shmaitza Beyoima, she learned 300 different Shmaitzes, Megimel Meya Rabsam, and 300 Rabbeim, which is very hard to do. Usually you try to learn from one Rebbe. She had the Kayak HaMoyach. There's enough brains to learn from 300 different rabbeim in one day, 300 lachas. Vafilach and still lo yotzi dechavasa betlas shnin. It took her 3 years to learn Sefer Yochsin, and this is talking about a genius. Stam was like agav. I'll teach a lady Torah. So how she learned so much Torah? So the Maril in the Tshuva says that she didn't. They didn't teach her. She came to learn, and she came to learn. You don't have to kick her out. That's one shot. And also they continue on and say it wasn't good for her taka. This that learned Torah was not good for her. It wasn't good. Upon him, the Gemara is bringing out that how hard it is to Sefer Yochsin. And you want to learn for 3 months? That was it. He lost his chance. He threw him out. That's it. Fill up. So fill up. He lied to the Chaz. 3 years. At the Amos Tosi, he's been 3 months. So that was it. It sounds like he didn't teach them. Kishak of Azal, when I see he was leaving, somebody was leaving. So he asked Rabbi Yochanan, Omalei Rabbi, I have a question on the sugya. Ma bein l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi lo eichlov v'shaloi eichlov. And the question is like this: we know that if you shecht for miksas eichlim, is that enough for miksas eichlim? You didn't shecht only for chayla and zaken. Shecht for partly chayla and partly regular people. Is it kosher to come Pesach? Yes, it's kosher. But the lachid l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi is possible. If you did one avodah l'shmoi v'shaloi l'shmoi, or if two avodahs for sure, L'shmai v'shloi l'shmai. It's pasul. Why is one pasul one kasher? Why is it mixas l'shmai is enough? Mixas l'eichlam is enough. Amalei hoyer v'tzuv rabbanat tava emelach. Since you're a chashav talmud chacham, I'm going to tell you pshat. L'shmai v'shloi, as you say, four chalukim between l'shmai and l'eichlam. L'shmai v'shloi l'shmai psula v'gufay. That's a psula v'gufay. That's a shame carbon. L'eichlam v'shloi l'eichlam ain't psula v'gufay. It's an outside thing. It's the eichlam. That's one nefemina. L'shmai v'shloi l'shmai efshel levar esuray. You can't pick out the issa. L'eichlam v'shloi l'eichlam efshel levar esuray. And Rashi learns this two pshat. The one Rashi pshat mar. By eichlam v'shloi l'eichlam, you could separate the meats and say this is for the chayla and zaken. This is for other people. So it's possible in the carbon itself to separate it. So you have now a certain part of carbon that's royu for the eichlam and efshel l'shchit kazayis eichel baso without shchita. So it's good. So that's nafgimah number two. Nafgimah number three is. You can have machshavas shloi l'shma by all four avaydas of shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika. La'oichlav shaylachlav in avar avaydas. It's not in the four avaydas. Which avaydas is it in? La'oichlav shaylachlav. Only in shchita. Only in shchita you have a problem. La'oichlav shaylachlav. And the fourth nafkmin is l'shma v'shloi l'shma yeshu v'tzibur yachid. You have shloi l'shma by tzibur also. La'oichlav shloi la'oichlav in a tzibur yachid. It's not by tzibur yachid. There's no such thing as a carbon tzibur that has a din of la'ichlov. It's only a carbon pesach. Carbon pesach is a carbon yachid. Tosis says you could even say it better that even a carbon yachid is no such thing as la'ichlov. La'ichlov is exclusive to carbon pesach. That's Tosis asks. He makes it a tema. But akapanim, there's four nafgaminas between the two. He says that's why this is even mixed as possible. This is a real psul. This is psul begufay. This is psul that you can't pick out. This is a psul that's all before avaydas. This is a psul that even have vaytzibur. Therefore, it's possible even if you have mixas. Rav Ashi says, you know, you're right, Rav Yechonon, but one of the things I really want. Rav Ashi says, psula begufay v'yefshel avar asura chodam milsihi. The matam omam psul begufay. Why is it psul begufay? Because the yefshel avar asura, because you can't be mevarer the iser. And Tosfos explains the Svirle, the lab taima the efshel avar asuroi loikari le begufa. It's only machshava. It's only because it came avar the iser. That's when it comes begufa. But upon him, there's a clear nafkmin from the shmoy v'shmoy v'shmoy and oichav shay loichav, and therefore it's possible. Amarav barav yudamarav miyoyim shenignaz sefer yochsin from the day that the sefer yochsin was hidden from us. We don't have it anymore. Toshash koich reshocha chamim. The Chachamim's koyach got weakened because a lot of Taimei Torah were in there and they lost that Torah. So they got weakened, the koyach HaTorah was weakened a little bit. And their eyes got weaker. They don't have this Torah, it's not the same. Omar Zutra, Ben Eitzel, those are two parts of Divrei Hayamim. The Psukim of Eitzel is the name of a person. One part says, Eitzel Shisha Banim. That's in Divrei Hayamim Aleph Ches Lamed Ches, and the pasuk La'itzel Shishabanim, which is Aleph Tes Memdal, basically a parak in between. That alone, that one parak, you know how many prices there were. Te'inu Dal Me'agam the Daras Rasha, 400 camel fulls, worth of drashas one. That parak alone in Divrei Hayamim. That's how big the Sefer Yochsin was. Like upon him, that's what comes out from this Gemara, and now starts a new Gemara. We'll continue on the next year.